بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فمن بعد، my brothers and sisters, we are talking about the issue of the hadith of Mr. Sallam, where he said that dunya is the mazra ul akhira. He says it is the cultivation, tillage, fields, farms for the akhira. As I explained to you, it's a very beautiful example which shows us what it means in this world. Now, I gave you the examples yesterday in terms of actual farming, which is that the first rule is that the harvest is hugely out of proportion to the seed. The amount he gets in the harvest is much, much more than what he planted as the seed. Number two, that it needs a lot of hard work and effort without seeing any results immediately. So it means faith, it means having this belief that he can do it, and so he makes the effort. Also acquiring knowledge and so on in that context, because not any effort is successful, only right effort is successful. So he must know what to do, he must get the knowledge to do that. Third thing is that at the end of that, the farmer remembers that without the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing is going to happen. So therefore he turns towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he asks Allah for his help, and this is the issue of tawakkul. Now take the case, how do we apply this in our normal lives? So if I am studying in university, or I am studying in school or college, or if I am working in my own business, or I am working as an employee with somebody else, whatever the situation might be, in my marriage, in my raising of children, whatever situation might be, the same logic applies, which is that effort must be made. The right effort must be made, not any old effort. Right effort must be made. And this right effort has to be, very often, has to be made for a long period of time. So first and foremost, we need to acquire the right knowledge. And I'm not talking about here Islamic knowledge, the Islamic knowledge also. But I'm talking about the worldly knowledge of whatever you're doing. We need to acquire the knowledge to enable us to function and do that correctly. So number one. Number two, have the Islamic knowledge to understand what is right, what is wrong, what is halal, what is haram, so that we don't go into wrong places. And then to continue this effort like the farmer does, when the farmer is tilling his field, when the farmer is furrowing, when the farmer is plowing, when he is making irrigation dishes, irrigation ditches, there are no clouds on the horizon, there is no rain falling, there is nothing. He is doing it on dry land, but he is doing it because he has faith. So this we have to do, continue to make the effort that we make in our lives, and to do that as sincerely and as consciously and as dedicatedly as we can. And then to stand in the night before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to fall in sujood before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his help. Because we know that without the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no matter how much effort we make, it cannot be successful unless the help of Allah comes. It's not an either or situation. This is what I want you to understand. This is unfortunately, even today I was doing a webinar on tawakkul, and this question like this was asked, which is that, how long should I wait with tawakkul, and when should I just do things on my own, as if to say that how long should I trust Allah and then after that I abandon Allah and I work on my own. I mean, this is a ridiculous way of thinking, but unfortunately this is how we seem to have been conditioned, that it's either or. It's not either or. It's the dunya is the means of building our akhirah. It is not dunya or akhirah. It is deen is the way to live in this dunya. Islam is the template. It is the rule book. It is the instruction manual of how to live in this dunya in such a way that our akhirah becomes beautiful, that akhirah becomes successful. These are not mutually exclusive things. One leads to the other. One is the means of getting to the other. If a farmer wants to have a great harvest, then he has to work his farm. There is no other way. He cannot have a great harvest by leaving his farm. He cannot have a great harvest by abandoning his farm. He has to work his farm. He has to do all that he needs to do in that farm. So similarly, if we want a great harvest in the Akhirah, then we have to work this dunya. We have to work hard in this dunya. We have to do the right things. We have to avoid the wrong things. And alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the strength and the power and the benefit of istighfar and tawbah. So if we make a mistake, we immediately seek forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we continue to work in this dunya. So this is what I want you to understand, which is that work hard. And when we work hard, we work hard without looking for results. Results will come. When the farmer is tilling the field, he is not tilling the field because he has no hope in the... If he had no hope in the result, he would not till the field. As simple as that. Right? If he had no hope in the result, then he would not till the field. He is tilling the field because he knows the result will come. But he's not looking for it tomorrow. He's not looking for it next week or next month because he knows it takes time. Right? If he is in this particular month, maybe it's another 2 to 3 months before the rains will come, and then he has to plant the seed, and then the seed has its own growth time, and then it takes whatever time it takes to grow and then to mature and the harvest, and then he has to cut the field. All of this is ahead before he can go and look at his harvest in his warehouse and in the silos, and he is happy when he sees that grain. But that between the dry field and that silo full of grain, there is a time period, and that time period is where the work has to go in without looking for immediate results. So also in this life, whatever it is you are doing, continue to do that. Ensure you are doing the right thing, because I told you, not any effort is successful. The right effort is successful. So look and see for yourself, am I spending my time and energy in the right things, or is it getting frittered away in doing stuff which has really no value? Make sure it's the right effort, and then continue with that right effort with sincerity and dedication and persistence and perseverance, and in the belief that Allah will give you success. And then attached to that is to stand in the night and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His help. I cannot possibly overemphasize the importance of tahajjud. Today somebody asked me this question in the webinar. My friend Maher Khan from Dhaka, he said, how do I motivate myself? He said, how do I hack my brain to ensure that I never miss tahajjud? Alhamdulillah, I said to him, make this dua for yourself. Say, oh Allah, I know one day I have to die. Take my soul when I am in sajda in tahajjud. Right? Make this dua for yourself. Oh Allah, I know I have to die. Take my soul when I am in sujood, in sajda, in tahajjud. So I said, make this dua every day, and I will guarantee you that you will never miss tahajjud. Because if you sincerely make this dua, inshallah, I make this dua for you also. May Allah take your soul also in that situation, all those who are listening to this one. If you sincerely make this dua, then obviously you will pray tahajjud. Because how else will that happen? If I'm not praying tahajjud, how will my soul will go anyway? It doesn't matter. It doesn't mean that if I make this dua and then I'm not praying tahajjud, I'm going to live forever. No, you will die anyway. But the point is that if you want to die in a state of salah, in tahajjud, in sujood, what is better than that? So if you want to do that, then you have to be in tahajjud, in sujood. So if you make this dua, inshallah, sincerely, I ask Allah to accept this dua with sincerity from you. Inshallah, this will happen to you, and this dua will ensure that you will never miss your tahajjud. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a beautiful deen. He taught us this deen. He sent His beautiful messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to teach us and to demonstrate to us that to live according to this deen is possible and it is beautiful. Now it is up to us to continue that practice and to continue to live our lives and to bring our lives on track. I mean, continue if you are on the right track. If you are not on the right track, then bring your life on to the right track. That is very, very critically important. Once we do that, inshallah, we can look forward to the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without a doubt. That is the yaqeen that we must have in the promise of Allah and in our dua, inshallah. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ